Pickaxe.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey, Lewis.
Simon, hello.
Hello.
Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome to our Peculiar Portions.
Thank you for joining us. What have we got today?
There's some weird things out there, Lewis, including weird signage that's been found on Google Maps.
Why did you make signage sound so gross when you said it?
Signage. Well, it's a gross thing because it's a warning, but it seems to be just directed at one person.
You made it sound like sewage. Some weird sewage.
Sewage.
On Google Maps.
Ugh.
Seepage.
Well, it is a warning about poo.
Oh.
It's telling a specific person not to poo on the rocks.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man. as you can see, there's... So the picture is the classic... the round sign that's got a red circle.
No, no smoking
with a line
sign
through it. Yeah, the... Don't do this here.
Sign.
And it's Spider-Man crouching, presumably to take a shit.
No, no, no. He's perching on a ledge to leap forth and swing with his webs across the town. But that could also be misconstrued as a position of pooping.
He does crouch a lot. His typical sort of pose, his hero pose, is crouched down.
Yeah.
So he can, like, jump up. Like a spider. Ugh.
Right?
Yeah.
Have you only just made that connection?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. Ugh.
Ugh. But I suppose if you were looking for an image of someone pooping...
This isn't like they searched Google for someone pooping on Google Image Search and they found the Spider-Man. This is like a hand-painted sign.
I'm just... Sorry, is that sign saying no Spider-Man or no pooping or no Spider-Man pooping?
That's a good question.
What are they specifically
not wanting?
It says
do not defecate.
Right.
It says do not defecate.
Okay.
In language, Malay.
Okay. And I guess that's...
The language of Malaysia.
...been a problem.
People pooping into bodies of water, and there's a canal behind the sign.
Into bodies?
So it's telling bodies of water...
I know, but this whole thing is making me very uncomfortable.
It started off with me saying signage, and you were like, ugh.
I know, I was just...
Signage.
I'm just on edge. Ugh. Pooping into bodies. Ugh. God, it's like CSI I'm watching now or something. They're going to be dragging bodies out of there. Because it looks like...
We found another one, Sarge, and it's just a turd. Ugh, first day in the job. Ugh, get used to it, kid. That fucking old classic again.
It's got like one of those nets that you use for fishing. It's got a turd in it. Oh, my God. So...
Is it true? Right. I don't know if anyone watching or slash listening to this is involved in like sort of forensic sciences. I know a lot of people, you know, there was a big resurgence in it because of CSI, and
lots of people got into it.
Yeah, so there's a whole load of people working in this field. So the odds of someone watching slash listening to this that is actually involved in, like, criminal sciences is pretty high. So this is a question for you, the viewer slash listener.
They might have it on in the morgue.
They might do.
They might be listening to this while
they
they're
might do.
Doing an autopsy.
I mean, we don't. This doesn't involve
dead bodies.
They might
be fishing
though.
A poo.
It does involve
out
poos.
Of, okay.
Is it true, right, that a poo, a person's poo is like a key, and a person's bum hole is like the lock, and only the right turd can go up the right ass. Is that true? Let us know. Let us know in the comments.
Are you saying, YouTube, like a bullet, when it's fired out of a gun, it has the striations?
Yeah.
And you can match the bullet to a gun?
So you can match the turd to the asshole. Yeah.
Right. So you're saying that we could forensically identify if Spider-Man... We'd have to get, like, Tobey Maguire, Tom Holland, the new one. We'd have to do, like, a mold of their butt.
Who's the new one if it's not Tom Holland?
I thought it was another one. Is there not another one, Alex? Andrew Garfield. He's not even that.
No. He's not the new
Which one.
Which one?
I got them confused.
But he's the one that you didn't mention.
We need to get them all.
Yeah.
We need basically a butt print.
How do we do that? Do we put Plaster of Paris up there? And when you pull it out, it's the shape of the turd, and then you match it to the turd.
I guess it'd be like when you have your teeth done, and they put that gummy stuff in your teeth.
Ugh. And then they match it to an apple.
Yeah, that's right.
Probably wouldn't need to bother doing that with me. They'd just go, yeah, this is Simon. Very clearly.
Very unique.
Very clearly. Yeah. What do you think? What do you think Spider-Man's turds look like? Does it come out like webbing?
It's a different hole, I think.
Because it'd be terrible trying to flush it, if, you know.
Or...
Do spiders have a cloaca?
If you put the toilet brush down, it would come out all like, oh fuck. It'd be all like stuck to it, all webbed up.
And cleaning a toilet brush is not good because it's the thing you use to clean things with. So how do you clean? You need another toilet brush to clean the toilet brush. You need a toilet brush brush. I just use my toothbrush.
Just break the chain. Break the chain of toilet.
And then to clean the toilet brush, I used a little floss.
The toothbrush.
Yeah,
that's right. What do you use to clean your teeth, though, in that case?
I just put my head in the toilet. Just skip the other step.
Swirl it around. And then you just flush.
Yeah.
To give yourself a rinse.
Spider-Man, it's an odd choice, isn't it? It's an odd choice.
I wonder what possesses people. Was there a miscommunication?
I mean, I think they're trying to be hip. They're trying to appeal to kids and say, look, Spider-Man wouldn't do this, even though there's a picture of him about to do it.
Oh, I know what that is. It's people saying, don't jump across. And then the no pooing is a separate.
Ah, right. So the actual, the visual signage is telling a different warning than the text.
Because
below.
That looks like quite a small little thing, which I reckon people try and jump across.
Oh my God.
And they probably slip on a poo.
Yeah.
Crack their head open and drown in the 2 inches of fetid water.
Do you ever see, you know, like...
what a way to go.
Do you ever see a canal like that and you're just like... You get that, you know, your blood starts pumping a bit, you know, your heart's going a bit faster.
Right. Like, oh, I see. You get the urge.
Yeah.
It's like a trigger. It's like Pavlov's.
Not the urge to shit.
Oh.
The urge to...
Jump.
To push.
Oh!
Not push...
From that...
Poo out of your anus. But the...
Push others in.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's the thing that I can hold it back. I can hold it in.
That's good.
I can hold it.
You're like Dexter with your dark passenger.
Yes.
Well, yeah, that's what it's called, right?
Yeah. I only do it to people who've deserved it. Like, maybe if someone was squatting over
Lewis.
What?
Lewis. Push them in the water, Lewis.
If they were kneeling on the side.
No, Lewis! Don't push them. It's the good one. Don't push them in the water.
Well, they're just taking a shit. They're not hurting anyone.
Stab them instead! Oh, God. No.
Slit their throat. No, jeez.
Drink that blood! Oh, my God. Oh, right, I'm just going to push them. It's less fucked up. So it looks like crime is our theme this week.
Okay.
Crime news. So this has gone around the world and back, this news story, because it's just so perfect. The headline says it all, really. Oregon romance novelist who wrote How to Murder Your Husband goes on trial in fatal shooting of longtime spouse in Portland.
Wow. So she wrote a book entitled How to Murder Your Husband.
Yeah.
That's a kind of a modern...
And she may well have murdered her husband.
Right. I mean...
She may not have, but she may have.
I mean, the thing is, like, that isn't like How to Murder Your Husband to Get Away with It, though. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
if she'd written that, this wouldn't be a thing.
Damn.
But she only wrote, like,
I guess that's part two.
Right.
Maybe it's a trilogy.
And what's the third
one? How to Murder Your Husband, How to Get Away with Murdering Your Husband, How to Write a Novel About Murdering Your Husband, but Actually Not Get Away with It.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. So did she, I mean, shooting him feels
lazy.
Yeah, you know,
doesn't it?
For a novelist, she's a creative woman.
What you want to do is you want to give him a cup of tea, but something that's like a weird flavor so he doesn't recognize that there's poison in there. Something that's got like, I don't know, like a fruit, something quite sweet, like a mango or something in there. So you give them like a tea flavored with mango.
Yeah, but then you push them off a cliff.
How's your tea, by the way?
Oh, right. Oh, I see. I see. I see where you were going. Right. No, I didn't.
How
really...
did you not?
I didn't get that at all. I thought you were leaning into like.
You're literally drinking mango flavored tea.
It is tasting weird, but I didn't make that connection.
Does it taste slightly like bitter almonds?
I don't know what they taste like, so I don't really eat nuts.
Oh, yeah, because you're allergic to almonds. You wouldn't know.
What are bitter almonds as well? Who eats those? I don't think anyone. I've never seen those for sale. How would I know if I was being poisoned, is what I'm asking? Because they're supposed to taste like something that I don't
you
know what it
would.
Tastes like. It just tastes
never
weird.
Would, and that's how I get away with it.
What would you be to gain?
The Yogscast
oh,
fortune.
Oh, yeah. I forgot there's actually quite a strong motive.
Yeah.
But this is now on a podcast.
Alex, don't put this in the video. Just cut out the plot of me killing Lewis.
But he's here.
Yeah?
He'll be in court to testify.
Not if he fucking knows what's good for him, you know?
Wow, you really thought this one through. It's a weird one as well, because this is the first time I drank it. You could do that. You could get like your husband like a set of, you know, odd teas or drinks that he hasn't had before.
The problem is your husband needs to be into tea though, really.
Well, anything. Like
beer.
A luxury set of beers. So
IPAs.
Yeah. And, like, this.
And you're like, oh, well, don't worry, I'll pour it for you.
This one's bitter almond flavoured.
Crumble, crumble. Drip, drip. It's got like a big X on the bottle. Pouring it like, stirring
it's
like a
steam
cauldron.
Coming out.
Yeah. You take the spoon out, the spoon's melted. Ooh! Perfect.
Yeah, I mean, you could even easily sell like a strychnine IPA. You could just tell him it's that.
And the husband, he has the...
Oh, it sounds fancy.
Oh, this is lovely. Thanks, dear.
Glug, 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 glug.
Oh, I forgot I've left the kettle on. All right, love. And he knows something's up. Like, pours it into the pot plant, and it goes, ooh, wilts.
Oh, no, he swaps it with her beer.
Oh, my God.
And then she feels bad, and she comes in, and she's like, I don't want to kill him, I'll swap it with my beer.
Oh, God! It's like that scene from The Princess Bride now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The way the dog ends up drinking it, or whatever.
Oh, no, damn it! I don't feel so well, Simon. He's gone Welsh again. That's much easier to understand than
we've
when
already
he...
got lost one papa this week. We can't lose another.
Has anyone seen my brother? He looks a bit like Dark Hitler. He was coming over for the weekend. I ain't seen him. I'm a bit worried. He ain't answering his texts. So the woman that may have murdered her husband, she's been in custody for almost four years.
Wow.
4 years?
Has she written like a bunch
of... I think
they're
pretty sure she's done it.
Did she write the book when she was in prison? Or did she write it before? Because a lot of people write
books
when they're in prison, right?
That's a very good question.
I feel like that's a bad idea. Do you know what I mean?
It wasn't a novel she wrote. She is a novelist, but How to Murder Your Husband wasn't a novel. It was an essay that she wrote to apply to a writer's group
right.
11 years ago.
Okay. You'd be surprised how, like, crappy some of the stuff that we take for granted is, like, proper writing is. Because the editor does a lot of the work tidying it up. You should have seen Bodega.
Oh my Lord.
What I'm saying is that, you know... But just believe in yourself. You know, write a treatise on how to murder your husband. Get it out there.
I think this is it here. As a romance suspense writer, I spend a lot of time thinking about murder.
Okay.
This is kind of fucked up, isn't it? This is kind of fucked up. This is the... Oh, my God. Okay, what does it say? It's about motives.
Okay.
Financial is number one. Let's just check the news story. Motivated by greed and a $1.4 million insurance policy.
Tick. That doesn't look good, does
number
it?
Number two, lying, cheating bastard.
That's the second motive.
Lying, cheating bastard. That's how she's worded it.
That is a powerful motivator sometimes, but...
This is insane, isn't it? Options to consider. Guns. Loud, messy, require some skill. If it takes 10 shots for the sucker to die, either you have terrible aim or he's on drugs. She allegedly shot her husband to death. That's
how many insane. How many shots did she take?
I don't know.
Take some fucking skill. Knows. I don't think it takes all that much skill to shoot someone, does it?
Not necessarily. You need to know how to use it. Like, literally, like, how to have it, you know, is it loaded? Is it unloaded?
Right.
Like, you have a gun in the house. Is it loaded at all times?
I guess anything takes some skill.
Like
stabbing someone, poisoning someone, any of this stuff needs some skill. Unless you're just opportunistically pushing someone into a fetid sewage-filled waterway in Malaysia.
Oh, my God.
You know, when they were on holiday, perhaps. You know, and they didn't, you know, no one saw them, you know, ever again. She never came back, you know, just thought they'd taken on a new life, you know. But no, just gone, you know. Declare him dead a few years later.
Fuck.
Get the inheritance, 1.4 mil. I guess, like, what is worrying to me is that, you know, you think of murderers and people like this in a different, as if they're not human, as if they aren't, they don't have histories and things that seem to make them normal, right? That's what's so scary about them, because it's like, oh, could any of us be a murderer?
Yeah.
You know, and it's almost, you know, you don't want them to be so boring and crap and normal.
And mundane. You want them to be monsters. But I guess, I mean, part of the problem I have with, like, true crime stuff is that it's, people look at it as though it's, people weren't harmed horribly. People just tend to ignore that, and they just, like, look at the juicy details, and they go, oh, isn't it?
It's like a horror movie. Yeah.
But it's not a horror movie. It's real. It's true crime. It actually happened to people. I mean, this is why I don't really want to, like say her name or anything, because I'm like, what if people start buying her novels? Because they're like, oh, I need to find out more about her. I'm going to buy all of her novels off of Amazon.
But that's what happens to the male murderers. They get all these women attention.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's only right that she should get her fair share of male attention. You know, if she should get a prison husband.
Oh, my God.
And if she meet up with him for conjugal time in the conjugal wing, and they'll, you know...
I don't think she can do... I mean...
What?
Well, she's single now, I guess. So...
It's all worked out.
Yeah.
I guess almost everything we look at here is some form of crime. It's either a crime against humanity, like that goat, that robot goat.
You know, how is that a crime?
Or a crime.
A robot goat. How is that a crime?
I just think everything we look, every article we do is crime news. Some
world's largest potato found.
It's a crime against nature.
You're saying that against anything to do with the cute animals.
All right.
What are the ones we've done? No, I'm calling you out on your bullshit. Japan awards first ever ninja studies degree.
Crime against education.
Duck waddles into pub, downs pint, fights dog. Oh.
Assault.
That's assault.
That's just straight up crime.
Topless woman saves family from drowning. Do you remember that one?
That's lewd. And yeah. exposing herself.
Exposing, yeah.
Went a little bit Dutch.
Do you remember when we watched penguins taking a shit and it was like a shotgun blast?
That was...
And there was the one just sat there and all the penguins were shitting on it.
Yeah, I remember that. That was explicit content. That was a crime. That was yeah. that was that
public
was
defecation.
Filthy, filthy. Exactly.
Spider-Man would never do that.
Exactly. If they put a sign up.
Yeah.
Oh, but the penguin might. Oh, he's a different film. Franchise.
Author of Book of Mushrooms eats his book when it has mushrooms all growing all out of it and stuff.
I think it's illegal to eat
mushrooms.
Books.
It's illegal to eat mushrooms.
No.
It's... You order pizza and the guy's like, do you want something a little bit extra on your pizza?
Just opens up his jacket. He's got like all different, got different kinds. He's got shiitake. He's got oyster. I've got brown cap. I don't know. Puffball.
Oh. Welshman's cock. That's the name of a.
Is that mushroom. That tiny one?
No, it's huge. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Can't fit it in my.
It's like a baby's arm holding an apple.
Got it in the back of the car.
Have you never heard the idiom, thick as a Welshman's cock?
No.
Have you never heard of that?
No.
It's like a well known saying. It's like, you know, there's the you know the thin one as well. The red pubic hair.
Mushroom.
But it's the C word. So that's something really thin. It's as thin as a an RCH, right?
Mm-hmm.
And something that's really thick is thick as a Welshman's.
Right. Okay. No. Yep. I'm with you. Yep. Okay. Goodness me. Well, there we go. Close your ears. He's not. He's going to come busting in here when he sees this. In 3 weeks' time.
Who?
Daff is.
Why?
Because he's very angry.
Well, that's the right statement. Yeah, it is. It's spot on there. Oh, there we go.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons & Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long-forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season, or arc, has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons & Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
So I'm not sure what crime has been committed here, if any, but the police were called because... this couple found something very, very fucking weird.
Okay.
Their car exhaust, from the looks of it, had hair coming out of it. They thought it was human hair.
Oh.
Just a whole bunch of it.
Really?
Just stuck coming out of
well,
it.
Well, first of all, human hair, by the way.
Yeah.
People donate that, don't they, to charity to make things out.
Can I buy some?
They make.
Well, I can just move it. I need to just move the bits from the side.
It's a bit rarer than you think, I think. Do you know what I mean? It has to be donated. I don't think it would just be lying around, thrown away.
Right. You think someone wouldn't be generous enough to donate.
Well, long hair. I mean, right. Like this type of stuff coming out of the resource pipe, right? So my immediate feeling is that it can't be.
I'm thinking it's like the catalytic converter or something is broken and like polymers have formed.
Right, it's more
like hair. That's what I think is happening.
Right, well,
there is a video.
He's sticking there's a man sticking his hand, fist into the exhaust, and he's pulling out all this. Oh my gosh, it's really awful, long looking hair.
And look how much there is in
there's
the pile.
There's a lot of it. Now, animal hair. Oh my god. What is it? It's just filling up his car exhaust.
I would just assume that was from the car. Like someone didn't put it in there. I would assume it's something from the car. I don't know much about cars. I know hardly anything about cars. But I would just assume the car made this somehow.
Right. I would agree, but... first of all, my feelings is, like, one, did an animal crawl in there?
Because it's quite
it's
only hair.
But also,
there's no body of an animal.
No, it's just a lot of
and
weird
and how big
bits
is the animal? Do you think it's a tiny animal with a lot of hair?
But also, like, yeah, I'm just trying to think of what animal has long enough hair to have gotten in there. Maybe one of those dogs.
The Munich bird.
No, those long-haired dogs, the nice ones.
Like an Afghan.
Yes.
Right.
But they maybe. But the thing is, there's no Afghan. It's just a hair bit. So then I was thinking, like, did someone shove it up there?
It's
but
a brunette as well. It's dark hair.
But I think a lot of the times, if you shove stuff into the exhaust, it all gets like
blown out,
pooted out, right?
Yeah.
Like, even like if you shove a potato in there, the pressure builds up until it. Not that you should ever do that, for goodness sake.
Yeah, don't do that.
Because that can blow up the car. It's bad.
And don't mix sugar into concrete on building sites because it fucks up the concrete. Don't do that either.
Okay.
Just a warning.
Is there any more like things like don't rub LSD on a police officer's door handle?
Yeah, if a police officer, if you're drink driving and you want to get away with it, right, don't do the penny under the tongue trick to pass the breathalyzer. That doesn't work. What you need to do is you need to knock their helmet off because then they're no longer in uniform and they can't make an arrest when they're not in uniform.
Right. Well, these are all great pieces of advice.
Yeah.
But I mean, so he's got, it looks like almost like bin bag material, like coloured, doesn't it? Like kind of strangely.
It's plasticky, which yeah. makes me think polymer.
It looks like something is, it looks like something gross has come out of the ocean, but look how much there is. He keeps pulling it out.
See, what I would have done is my first call wouldn't be to the police, it would be to the garage and say, have you ever seen this before? What the fuck is this? Me assuming it's something to do with the car. But instead, they went to the police. The police had no idea, because of course they didn't, because they're the police. Should have gone to the garage.
Should have driven into, just rolled into the shop. Look at this Joker.
Six-year-old car as well, so it's not like it's an old banger.
Yeah.
But I guess just, for America, a six-year-old car is ancient.
It's vintage. There's got to be something going. I mean, the catalytic converter doesn't seem like it would. Well, it's full of metals, though, that catalyze reactions, right? So maybe, yeah, maybe there's petrol going in. Because that's like a hydrocarbon.
Yeah.
All the oil's going in through there, and it's being polymerized.
Isn't that how you make plastic from oil?
Yeah.
So it's incredibly conceivable. Yeah.
But his girlfriend has gone missing.
What?
She had long hair.
Oh, my God. She wouldn't eat the fucking mushrooms.
His girlfriend hasn't gone missing. I added that. It's fine.
Mama she's for Deborah. Fine. Says, what? My wife! I assume wife. I instantly thought it could be remains in the car. We listened to crime podcasts while riding in the car together. We both thought it looked exactly like human hair. I thought, is this a witch-like thing? Is this voodoo? I don't know much about it, but it seemed like something out of one of the podcasts we listened to, or The Ring, or the Blair Witch Project.
Oh my God.
That fucking imagination is just going that shit insane.
So I feel like, you know how, I don't know if this has ever happened, you know sometimes you have like a shower drain, right, that collects hair.
Yeah.
Now ever since I've had longer hair.
Yeah.
Every now and then, like,
the
shower starts draining slowly.
Yeah.
And there's like, it looks like a rat.
Yeah.
Sized lump of hair that I occasionally like have to clear out the drain. And it's disgusting.
You should be eBaying that. Well, no, you can't. That's against terms of service.
Right. Why? Because it's biological hazard.
Yeah, you'd have to use an adult site.
All right. Do you know any I could use? Not. Do you know what? I've not been keeping them. It's fine.
Maybe you make your own website. Maybe we put it on the Yogscast store.
Sure. Good Lord. But I'm saying that.
It's better than fart jars.
That doesn't look a lot like that. The human hair's, well, I guess that could be oily though, like greasy, greased up human hair. I guess, I don't know. It just doesn't.
Did they get to the bottom of this? Did they get to the bottom of this?
Oh my God, it looks like it's got highlights. Look at it.
Okay, so a police officer shows up. He just looks confused. He then starts kicking the hair.
Very scientific. I don't know what I expected from the local Bobby.
Oh,
this looks fucking weird. Let's kick it. Is it alive?
He's looking for like flesh, body parts. He says he couldn't find any.
Roots, yeah.
There wasn't a scalp or pieces of skin. He said he'd file a report and went to ask our neighbours to review their CCTV. Okay, that's good.
Okay.
Eventually, right, the brother-in-law got to the bottom of it.
We're going to get a fucking answer.
Our brother-in-law, who's an IT guy, looked it up online.
What?
He's an IT guy.
He What?
There's this thing called Google. Let me show you.
I'm an IT guy. I know how to use Google.
He found what looked exactly like what we'd found. He said in some cars, there's fibrous material they use for insulation.
Right.
It looks and feels like human hair. When that breaks down, when a muffler is about to go, it sheds the hair-like product out the tailpipe.
It's a muffler.
Muffler.
It's got, that's why it's called a muffler.
Oh, because it looks like a muff. Well, there we go. We solved it.
It's nothing to do with muffling the sound.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
Yeah, well...
One of my friends on social media said, how does this muffler have such beautiful hair with highlights and lowlights? They were joking. The muffler had nicer hair than theirs.
Yeah, well, you pay 100 quid for that. Easy. It's not cheap getting those highlights. Look at that.
Yeah, it's like...
It's beautiful.
Lighter in places, darker in other places. That is weird, isn't it? It does look a lot like hair.
God, just that image of that greasy, fucking greased-up hand reaching up that exhaust pipe is one of the worst things I've seen in ages.
It's pulling out hair.
Super gross. It's your first day on the job.
Wouldn't it be awful if, like... I mean, there's a lot of, like, gross, weird things about the human body. But can you imagine if, like, maybe when you reach a certain age, you know, I got hair that comes out my ears. I have trimmed it.
But it grows
fucking
fast.
When we last filmed, it was really long. It was noticeably long.
Was it?
I've trimmed it a little bit.
It's come back.
Nasal hair is the same. What if you just had hair that would just grow out of your ass? Like, actually, not around your ass, but inside your ass. And now and again, you just had to go and see maybe a specialist, an ass hair man, and he would literally just pull out clumps of hair from your asshole.
Ass hair man.
Yeah. As soon as you hit 40, it starts forming in your bowel.
There'd be quite a classy hair. One on the Queensway. They got the dentist.
Boutique.
They got the ass hair man. They got the accountant.
What do they do with the ass hair when they pull it out?
Well, they can probably... It's probably, like, used as a muffler material.
What if they burn it, and then it's like when they open the Ark of the Covenant? don't look at it! Don't look at it! Maybe that's what's stuck in the drain. It's not from your hair. No, your shower drain. It's your ass hair.
It's not from my head.
Yeah.
I've been shedding it unknowingly all these years.
Yeah. Molting. Summer is coming.
Does anyone else? Everyone, there must be a thing. I'm not the only person who has had to do that. It's only recently, though.
You know, there are people that, you know, even, you know, trim hairs or shave whilst they're in the shower. They must have a horrible build-up of stuff that they got to get rid of, you know?
That's reassuring. I have to shove my hand down like that guy did.
And you just pull out, like, fistfuls.
Enormous amounts. Oh, call the police. It's a whole thing.
I found hair in my shower. Oh, I think there's a body down there. And then a guy comes around, just looks confused, kicks it around a bit.
No, it's just from the muffler, mate. You know, keeps the shower from being too loud. It's what happens when they get old.
And then you're in the pub talking to someone about it. Yeah, there's all this hair. And then there's a guy and it's like, I work in IT. Have you heard of this thing called Google?
Let me help you out. I would have Googled it before I phoned the police.
No! Just immediately phone the police. They were so freaked out because they'd been listening to the true crime podcasts.
That's true. They've probably been listening to the story about the woman who murdered her husband after writing a pamphlet about it.
What did they actually think it was? Did they actually think there was a human body inside their car somehow? Shoved up the exhaust?
Or in the petrol
tank? The whole
tank.
Body.
I don't know. Like where would you put it? How would it have got through to the...
Maybe that's it. Maybe they did think someone's chopped up a body and pushed it all through into the petrol tank.
Yeah, they've somehow like refined him into fuel. Like cook, you know, you can use like chip pan oil stuff to fuel your car. We've been burning him all over the place for years while we were driving around.
What? So you know petrol, right?
is basically like dead dinosaurs or something, right? Sure. I'm not going to look it up. I'm pretty sure that's
something
what it
like
is,
that,
right?
Yeah.
Dr. Simon Clark's listening to this on the train, the podcast, and he's like, "For fuck's sake!"
Sure. Carry on.
So, is it possible to turn a human body after death into petrol to fuel?
Yeah, given like a million years and quite a lot of pressure, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I mean, isn't there a way to speed up the process?
I guess so. You can make biofuel out of all sorts of things, can't you?
Like, why isn't that like a thing? Like,
well, we don't render people's fat into like candles and then into like petrol. We could do.
We loved our uncle. I'm going to have to think of a name because there's a name in my head of an uncle.
Ernie.
Ernie, thank you.
You're welcome.
I love my uncle Ernie. I don't have any relations called Ernie, thank God.
Me neither.
I love my uncle Ernie. He really loved his
cars. He had
cars.
A great life.
He loved his cars.
He was loved a classic car. He had a Morris.
And
he loved it.
And he said, when I die, I want to be turned into petrol and the petrol's put in my car.
And driven around.
And then you go for one last drive off a cliff.
And that was Ernie's wig. Coming out.
Oh, my God.
The spirit of Ernie.
It's entirely possible.
Yeah. What, off a cliff?
Sorry?
Oh, I missed that bit. Well, we just put a brick on the accelerator. We drive his
moment.
Drive his car straight into the sun. Oh, fucking hell. That's a way to go, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think you've got to have some memorable send-off, you know?
Because you can turn... If you could turn breast milk into crystals, this is a thing. If you can turn breast milk into crystals, right?
Mm-hmm.
You must be able to turn... You can turn the human body into like a diamond, right? Or something similar
yes,
to a
yes, you can crush... You can get all the carbon out and crush that into a diamond. Yeah. Yeah.
So why can't you turn, you know, a dead body into fuel?
You can, I'm sure. There's a few...
Why are we not doing that?
I don't think it's very efficient. I don't think you can... I think the bones... You have to take the bones out.
Oh, what a fast. Fuck's sake.
There's a whole thing. It's complicated. Like, the skin's no good.
The easy way of removing the bones of a human body, don't know if you know this, little tip, burn the body first, and then you just got the bones left.
What?
Yeah.
How are you going to make the rest of him to fuel?
Well, you remove the bones, and then you unburn the body, and then you got the bits that aren't bones.
Well, yeah, it's you got, basically, the best bit is the fatty bit. You don't want to get all the fat out. See, if they...
The way you said that, the best bit of the human body is the fatty bit. That's why I'm friends with you, Simon.
For making into fuel,
fuck?
I guess.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because it's almost... That'll be the flammable bit. I think there were some problems.
Turn it into oil. Maybe not petrol.
There were some problems.
Can you turn a human body into dressing? It's oil.
Right, yeah. Well... You'd have to add some herbs, and maybe a bit of salt.
Yeah.
I don't know. I
balsamic
don't...
vinegar?
Ugh.
Can you make olive oil out of a body?
Not olive oil. I mean, you can make oil that's close to what olive oil is made of.
What I'm saying is there's a lot of people die, right? And we need to... We can't just bury everyone or burn everyone. We got to...
Why not?
Because this is a resource we're not using. We're just wasting it.
What, load of the... When Uncle Ernie died...
How many people are alive right now? It's 8.5 billion or something?
Right.
Right? They're all going to die.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be even more alive. There's so many people. Why are we not using these bodies? Let's make something fun.
Right,
let's make something fun.
Like,
can we make a pyramid of flesh? Something cool.
Oh, right. No.
Something badass. So the future, you know, people look at it and they're like, what the fuck?
Were they doing?
What were they into?
They just didn't want it to go to waste,
the
I guess.
Fuck is
they
this?
Were on a real ecological kick.
There's plasticizing, right?
Ooh.
The Dutch guy.
We don't need more plastic.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. That's real
what's,
bad.
That's going on. That's making even more plastic out of humans.
But that means that the bodies won't rot. Otherwise, you'll just have like. I'm thinking of the pyramid of flesh.
Right,
it'll just be
right.
Rotting away.
I see. No, you're right.
After like a week or so.
Really? Yeah.
We got like fans pointing at it. We got people with fly swatters trying to keep flies away.
Right.
It's not enough.
There's like a whole economy around this pyramid of flesh thing.
Oh, we could just give it to McDonald's. And then they'll make a product that will last forever. And then they'll go off.
Out. Actually, that's true. They have the technology. We should make use of that.
Mm.
Okay, good. Well, we'll let them know the idea. Why don't you let them know the idea?
Let us know your ideas in the comments below.
I think we covered all the bases there, Alex.
This has been a crime episode.
Yeah. Sure.